So without further ado, inshallah, it is our honor to invite Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi, who is going to be speaking to the believers on this first majlis in English of SOQ's Muharram 2024 majalis. He is going to be speaking about the dunya and its meaning. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Bari'il Khalaiq Ajma'in, Wabaithil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Thumma Salatu wa Salam ala Nabi al Ummi al Arabi, Al Hashimi al Qurashi al Abd al Mu'ayyad, Wal Rasul al Musaddad alladhi summiya fis Sama'i bi Ahmad wa fil Aradin bi Abil Qasim Mustafa Muhammad. ثم الصلاة والسلام على آله آل الله واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أعداء الله السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين رحمة الله وبركاته صلوا على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته respected brothers and sisters once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this tawfiq to experience the holy atmosphere of the month of Muharram and to be again a companion, inshallah, of the journey of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. First of all, I apologize for the delay. And second, I ask you, inshallah, to do dua for me and for everyone here and for every member of the School of Ahlul Bayt to have a such better Muharram, inshallah, with regards to spirituality and knowing Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today was the beginning of a journey for a mu'min and for a lover of Ahlul Bayt to take some steps on the path of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. From now, inshallah, until the day of Arba'een, inshallah ar-Rahman. So, for those who do everything, you know, with program and try to calculate their life and have some reflections on their time, for these people, this is a beginning, and they are planning for the days and nights of Muharram. For the several times here I mentioned this book at the beginning of the lunar month. This book of Mirza Jawad Maliki al-Tabrizi, Al-Muraqibat. At the beginning of every month, he gives us some recommendations according to Quran and Sunnah, by which, inshallah, we can have more observation and we can be more mindful of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the position of His great servants. So I recommend you, brothers and sisters, to read the first chapter of this book, which is dedicated to Muharram. And there is an English translation for this book, as well as Farsi, and the original one is Arabic. In that book, he says, he narrates from Imam al-Ridha, salamullah alayh, that Imam al-Ridha says, in these 10 days and nights, inna abi la yura dhahikan. My father wouldn't be seen smiling, means Imam al-Kadhim, during these days and nights, until the day of Ashura. So, this is the real sadness in the hearts of mu'minin. لَا يَذْكُرُنِي مُؤْمِنٌ إِلَّا اسْتَعْبَرَ. This is a sign of mu'min, Abi Abdullah says. A believer doesn't mention my name except for crying and weeping. When a mu'min hears my name, he starts weeping. Istabara. This is a sign of a mu'min. And we know our greatest scholars, our pious grandfathers and grandmothers, many of you have witnessed this scene, that the moment they hear the holy name of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, their faces change. This is not, you know, acting. It comes from the heart. The real heart of a mu'min orders the eyes to weep and to cry. So this month requires special observations, special al-muraqabat. Inshallah, we can do them by, you know, reflecting on the journey of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, reciting the masa'ib of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein and his household and his companions. And by reciting this Ziyaratul Ashura, Ziyaratul Warith. So, you've got to have a personal program for this 2 months of sadness of Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Inshallah, we can try, inshallah, to be amongst the most sincere followers of Amirul Mu'mineen and his household, inshallah, bi barakati salawatin ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam has a famous saying. When he was arriving in Karbala, in the middle of his journey, it is so famous, you can find it in Tuhaf al-Ughul and other books of hadith. Abi Abdullah al-Hussein says, "An-nas abidu al-dunya. An-nas abidu al-dunya. Wad-deenu la'iqun ala al-sinatihim. Fa'idha muhisu bil-bala'i qalla dayyanun." Here Abi Abdullah says, people are the slaves of dunya. They talk about the religion, but it's just a game and joy for them. La'iqun, a leak on their tongue. La'iqun ala al-sinatihim. Yahutunahu madarrat ma'ayishuhum. Fa'idha muhisu bil-bala'i qallad dayyanun. The moment they are surrounded by the tests and difficulties, just a few of them remain faithful to the religion of Allah. So what is dunya? It appears that the camp of enemies of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein are the servants of dunya, because his camp, Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, his camp is the camp of the free people. Free people. Inshallah, I will talk about Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi the next night. And how Abi Abdullah al-Hussein describes his name. Free people are with Hussein, and the slaves of dunya are in the camp of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad and Shimr. La'natullah alayhim ajma'in. So what is dunya? We have a full description of dunya in the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. In Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 20. I'lamu annama al-hayata ad-dunya la'ibun. Annama al-hayata ad-dunya la'ibun wa lahwun wa zinatun wa tafakhurun baynakum wa takathurun fil amwali wal awlad. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the reality and the essence of dunya, he says it's nothing except a joy, game, the artificial beauty, pride, and counting your wealth and your children. This is dunya. So what is this? Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, in the hadith number 6 of his book 40 Hadith, he tries to give us a more specific explanation of dunya according to these verses of Quran and other narrations. First of all, he gives us the explanation of Allama Majlisi and says, Allama Majlisi says, whatever pleases Allah is from Akhirah, even if happens in this dunya. And whatever displeases Allah is from dunya. Then Imam Khomeini tries to give us more. He says if you delve into the ahadith and narrations of Ahlul Bayt, you see that they talk about two types of dunya. One dunya is mamduh, the revered dunya. The other dunya is madhmum, the condemned dunya. So, dunya itself, the word dunya itself, isn't necessarily a bad thing. But a dunya al-madhmuma, the condemned dunya, admonished dunya, is the one which is Abi Abdullah al-Hussein talking about. An-nas abidu al-dunya wa ad-deenu la'iqun ala al-sinatihim. Here Imam Khomeini, first of all, says that we have narrations that reveres dunya. Like this narration from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, "Inna ad-dunya daru sidqin liman sadaqaha, wa daru afiyatin liman fahima anha, wa daru ghinan liman tazawwada minha." And then Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "Ad-dunya, masjidu ahibba illah. The dunya is the mosque of the lovers of Allah. Wa musalla malaikatillah, and is the place of the prayer of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa mahbita wahyillah wa matjaru awliya'illah. So, but in other types of the narrations, we have like this narration that Imam As-Sadiq salamullah alayhi says, "Ad-dunya ra'su kulli khati'atin." Dunya is the head of any sin and any wrongdoing and any transgression. Here Imam Khomeini gives an internal description of dunya. He says, if we consider dunya as the galaxies and earth and sky and seas and oceans and dust, this is not condemned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the creation of Allah. How is it reasonable to condemn what you create? This is the beautiful art of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this material life isn't necessarily the condemned meaning of dunya. So what is the dunya? Imam Khomeini says, rahmatullah alayh, he says this connection between you and what you think is belonging to you, you and your belongings. The love, the mahabba, the connection between you and what you want to do in this dunya, separated from the day of judgment. This is your dunya. So any person has a particular dunya. My dunya, to be famous, to be wealthy. Everyone talks very good about me. Yeah? To reach that position, to be successful, to be the best on the God talent, yeah? So you've got to be successful. Just show us your talents and you will be, inshallah, or inshallah, shaitan successful, okay? These different parts. So you have your dunya. Your dunya is inside you. What you are witnessing, you're seeing in this world, this is not dunya, the condemned dunya. That is the revered dunya. That is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what you describe inside you for your life, disconnected from al-akhirah, this is the reality of dunya. And every single one of us, as Abi Abdullah al-Hussein says, mostly we are slaves of this internal conception of dunya. We live with these dreams. We sleep with these dreams. We pursue these dreams. And it shapes our dunya. It refrains us from many good actions. What? The dunya. The picture that we have made inside our minds. Allama Tabatabai has a very important Risala treatise called Al-Insan Fid Dunya. I ask all you brothers and sisters, inshallah, especially those who study in Hawza, to read this Risala. Three Risala is all called the Al-Insan. Al-Insan Qabla Dunya, Fid Dunya, Ba'da Dunya. The middle one is Al-Insan Fid Dunya. And he talks there about this verse of Quran, يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ. He says, do you know what is the real meaning of dunya? Dunya isn't even the pictures of this world in your mind. This is what you make as dunya. Like what? He brings up this example. of riyasa, to be the head or boss or the superior of a place or organization or family and so on and so forth. He says, what is the riyasa? What is al-milkiyya, the ownership? Is there any real connection between me and this smartphone? In reality, no. If I lose it and someone else takes this, I cannot do anything with it anymore. There is no real connection between me and what I think I own. My house, my clothes. I can sell and buy, sell and buy, sell and buy. But I think, and I deeply believe, that this milkiyya, this ownership is real. This fame and popularity is real. I try so hard to be called a doctor, to be called an ayatollah, to be called a professor. Why? What are these titles? Do they have any reality? No. These are just titles given to people by people. It can be removed. But we live for them. 24/7. Pursue these dreams, which is not real. Allama Tabatabai says, this is why Quran says, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو. This is game and amusement. Doesn't have any reality. But you live 50 years, 60 years, 70 years to grasp this mind construct concepts, which doesn't have any reality. He says, this is why you cannot open your eyes to the reality of the universe and existence. As long as you are the prisoner and captive of your mind, you cannot be a real mu'min. Look what happened to Umar ibn Sa'd, la'natullahi alayh. He wanted to be the governor of Ray, okay? In Karbala, he is said to be, you know, 40 or between 40 or and 50 years old, and wanted this governance of Ray, maybe for 10 years, 20 years, 15 years. And it was his dream. He sold everything to reach that level, to be in the office. Why? Because he deeply believed that office in Ray is much more valuable than to be the neighbor of Hussein ibn Ali on the Day of Judgment. End of the story. What happened to Umar ibn Sa'd? You know, one narration is this. He was a very bad guy from the beginning, a vile person, had so many psychological problems. No. His father was one of the famous companions of Rasulullah, failed, of course, on many tests after Rasulullah. And he was a Muslim. And he knew Abi Abdullah and Hussein. And he insisted on the day of Ashura to Abi Abdullah, please go back. And insisted so much to Ibn Ziyad and Shimr to end this conflict so I can be in the office of Ray without any price. Okay. He knew about the position of Abi Abdullah and Hussein. One day, inshallah, maybe we can, you know, dissect the mind of some people like Umar ibn Sa'd. It is said, on the final moments of the day of Ashura, when Abi Abdullah al-Husayn was in his madbah, Zainab salamullah alayha told Umar ibn Sa'd, Yabna Sa'd, ayuqtalu Abu Abdullah wa anta tanzur? Is it really happening that Hussein is being killed and you are just witnessing? It is said Umar ibn Sa'd started weeping, crying. His tears was on his cheek. Umar ibn Sa'd. He was fully aware of that deal, the deal of dunya and akhirah. So why did he fail? What happened to him? He was abidu dunya. Abi Abdullah al-Husayn gives us this distinction of his camp and the camp of the enemies. An-nas abidu dunya wad-deenu la'iqun ala al-sinatihim. And what is the sign? فَإِذَا مُحِسُوا بِالْبَلَاءِ قَلَّ الدَّيَّانُ. This is the sign. In the time of the test, in the trials and turbulences, just a few of these people can remain really religious. Those people who are not submitted themselves to the dunya. So, brothers and sisters, according to Allama Tawatawi, according to Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhima, and according to Quran, of course, dunya is not this physical realm of this universe. Dunya is the mental realm of the universe. For those who have studied philosophy, this level of the universe, according to Allama Tawatawi, does not really exist. And it needs another discussion. So, dunya is about adam, non-existence. Abidu dunya, the servants and the slaves of the dunya are the slaves of nonsense, are slaves of non-existence, are slaves of nihilism, are slaves of nothing. And this is why they rise up against the manifestation of the reality, the manifestation of the light, the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. Because they couldn't tolerate. Abi Abdullah stood against their dunya. This is why. You know, there were so many people in that time, good people, pious people, you know, practicing people, fasting, praying, a very, you know, group of very mu'min people. But they never been chased or imprisoned or killed because they never stood against the dunya of Yazid and his followers. Abi Abdullah stood against their dunya. An-nas abidu dunya wad-deen la'iqun ala al-sanatim. So what is the solution? Is there any way to escape from this mental prison? Do we have any choice? What can we do? This has a beautiful solution in the Islamic teachings. Inshallah, in the next night, next session, I will talk about this. What is the solution of escaping this mental prison called ad-dunya? And you know, Allama Tawatabai, he believed that if a person wants to reach the levels of spirituality, he has to at least escape two prisons. First, the prison of this dunya in the mind, he calls this i'tibariyat, and then the prison of the ilm, al-ilm al-husuli, and then he can open his eyes to the reality of the universe, which was happened, according to some of the narrations, to the companions of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn on the night of Ashura. When he asked everyone, when he told everyone about their fate, tomorrow everything is done. We're all going to be killed, no escape. And whoever wants to go is free to go. After that, it is said that Abi Abdullah al-Husayn showed them, every single one of them, their place and position in the Jannah, in the paradise. So before the incident of Ashura, they could open their eyes to the reality of this world. Because you know, according to Quran, those people who reached the ilm al-yaqeen, kalla, لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم. If you had the علم اليقين, that level of knowledge, لترون الجحيم, you would be able to witness the hell in this time. We're just now in the dunya, yes? But Quran says, even if you are living in this dunya, you can witness the hell. When? And the day of judgment. When? When you can reach the ilm al-yaqeen. And this happened to the companions of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. So, this journey with Abi Abdullah al-Husayn can be the journey of releasing yourself from the prison of ad-dunya. And this is so beautiful. What it happened to us, I don't know. It requires, you know, being with the spirit of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. It's very good to join this majalis and recite the ziyarat, but it's not enough. You've got to be with Husayn in your daily life. And it was never easy. It's so difficult. And every companion of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn was tested. All of them were tested. So it can be concluded that are they ready enough to be with Husayn? Can their name remain with Abi Abdullah al-Husayn for the eternity? Some people failed. But some people could pass this test. And one of them is Muslim ibn Aqil, rahimahullah, the first martyr of the movement of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. You know, for the companions of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn who were killed and got martyred on the plains of Karbala, it was difficult. But they were with Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. Many of them, when they were, you know, dying and submitting themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last picture of this world for them was the beautiful face of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. But Muslim was the stranger of Kufa, separated from Abi Abdullah al-Husayn to deliver the message of Mawlana al-Husayn. And you know about this story. And he tried so hard to transmit this message of freedom and justice of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. But at last, with the deception of Ibn Ziyad, every single one of those people who pledged allegiance to Muslim, they all abandoned Muslim, left Muslim ibn Aqil alone. And this is when it is written in the Maqatil that ثُمَّ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْبَابِ وَإِذَا لَيْسَ مَعَهُ إِنسَانٌ والتفت فإذا هو لا يحس أحدا يدله على الطريق. The final moments of the mission of Muslim in Kufa was this moment. After he came out from the Masjid al-Kufa, he saw that there is no one around him. 18,000 of people, they were with him with the bare swords. 18,000. But now he was all alone. وَلَا يُوَاسِيهِ بِنَفْسِهِ إِنْ عَرَضَ لَهُ أَدُوٌّ. And he was just, you know, wandering in the avenues of Kufa. حَتَّى انْتَهَى إِلَى بَابِ إِمْرَأَةٍ يُقَالُ لَهَا تُوْعَةٌ فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهَا ابْنُ أَقِيلٍ فَرَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ. Until he reached the door of a house, and he saw an old lady is sitting there, and said salam to the lady, and the lady, her name is To'a, he answered the salam of Muslim. فَقَالَ لَهَا يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ اسْقِينِي مَاءً فَدَخَلَتْ فَسَقَتْهُ فَجَلَسَ. Please give me a drop of water. He gave Muslim the water. ثُمَّ قَالَتْ لَهُ فَيْءٌ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ فَمُرَّ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. Go back to your family. Why are you sitting here? To'a told Muslim. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَصْلُحُ لَكَ الْجُلُوسُ عَلَىٰ بَابِ. It's not good for you to sit here on the doorstep of me. Then Muslim says what? Muslim said, I have no one. No ahl, no family, no friend. I'm all a stranger here in the city of Kufa. فَقَالَتْ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهُ وَمَا ذَاكِ. Why is it like this? What happened to you? قَالَ أَنَا مُسْلِمُ بْنُ عَقِيلِ كَذَبَنِي هَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمُ وَغَرُّونِي. قَالَتْ أَنْتَ مُسْلِمْ. قَالَ نَا مُسْلِمْ. Said, this is me, this is Muslim ibn Aqil. They deceived me, this people. They abandoned me and left me alone. And this is the beginning of the story of the stranger of Kufa, Muslim ibn Aqil. Sallallahu عليك يا سفير الحسين ويا أول قتيل من أصحاب الحسين وأهل بيته Muslim is so similar to Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. And tonight we're going to talk about some of the similarities with Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. The next day they could find the place of Muslim. All those people and the soldiers of Ibn Ziyad, they surrounded the house of Tawam. Muslim was very brave. Muslim ibn Aqil came out with his sword and said, I'm ready for you. I will not surrender. فقال مسلم ويلكم ما لكم ترموني بالعجار. It is said that they surrounded Muslim ibn Aqil. When they saw they cannot beat Muslim with the swords and a spear, they started throwing stones to the messenger of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. And Muslim said, وَيْلَكُمْ أَمَا تَرْعُونَ حَقَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَلَا حَقَّ قُرْبَانِ. Do you not care for the rights of the messenger of Allah, or the rights of his relatives. They started attacking Muslims. And Muslim, the brave of Bani Hashim, defended himself. ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِلَىٰ مَوْضِعِهِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And he got exhausted and went back to his place. And he said, "What? This is the saying of Muslim. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّ الْعَتَشَ غَدْ بَلَغَ مِنِّي. I'm so thirsty, Allah." And it is said, no one gave him a drop of water. Ya Muslim ibn Aqil. One of the soldiers of Ibn Ziyad, he said, احملوا علي بأجمعكم حملة رجل واحد. Go every single one of you, attack him together so you can capture Muslim. وقصده رجل من أهل الكوفة فاختلف بضربتين على شفته العليا. And they struck the lips of Muslim, and they could capture Muslim and take him. The blood was on his face, on his mouth. It is said, because of this blood, Muslim could never drink water until his martyrdom. Muslim ibn Aqil, alone among the enemies of Allah, they took him, they brought him to the Ibn Ziyad. Ibn Ziyad ordered Muslim to be killed on the rooftop of Dar al-Umar. And when they were taking Muslim to behead him, they saw Muslim is weeping, his tears on his face. They told him, "Ha, Muslim, now you are submitted to us. Now you realize you're going to die, and now you are frightened." Muslim says, "La wallah, I'm not the one who is frightened or afraid from the death, but I am thinking about my master Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. When you're doing this to me, the servant of Husayn, what would you do to Husayn and his family? And maybe he looks at the Karbala and the path that Abi Abdullah was taking and was saying to Abi Abdullah, 'Ya Mawlai, I sent you messages to come.' No, Husayn, do not come here. They are sharpening their arrows. They are getting ready for Ali ibn al-Asghar. They are getting ready for the head of Ali ibn al-Akbar. They are getting ready to loot your family, Ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya mazlum. يا سيدنا ومولانا يا أبا عبد الله. Muslim was killed, captured, got martyred, but the family of Muslim were safe with you, Ya Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. But la yawm ka yawmika Ya Abu Abdullah. When you were fell down on the ground, Shem said, "Go to the tents of Husayn." Moment Abi Abdullah had no, couldn't do anything. Abi Abdullah was so tired, soaked in his blood. Ya Shiata Abi Sufyan, in lam takun lakum deenun fakunu ahraran fi dunyakum. I'm fighting you, so why are you attacking attacking my family. And this was the moment that Shemesh said, go to Hussein with your sword, with your spear, with your stones. Sallallahu alayka ya Mawlaya Sayyidi. يا أبا الأحرار يا سيدنا ومولانا يا أيها العجشان الظمآن الغريب المطعون المسلوب إمامة ورداء صلى الله عليك وعلى أهل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابك الشهداء بين يديك يا أبا عبد الله إلهي بدم الحسين وبدم مسلم بن عقيل يا الله 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 اللهم اجعلنا من البكائين على الحسين اللهم اجعلنا من العارفين بحق الحسين اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود اللهم ارزقنا زيارة الحسين بكربلاء اللهم اجعلنا من خلص شيعة مولانا أمير المؤمنين اللهم احفظ وأيد وانصر قائدنا اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات